Hello and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we're able to be together starting our day in prayer. Today is Thursday and this is the season after Pentecost. Today we will continue our reading in 2 Corinthians. We'll be reading chapter 10. Please feel free to share any questions or insights that come to you this week. Drop me an email at pastorjim2006@icloud.com. And now we begin our prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hands are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding word of God. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I myself, Paul, appeal to you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I who am humble when face to face with you, but bold toward you when I am away. I ask that when I am present, I need not show boldness by daring to oppose those who think we are acting according to human standards. Indeed, we live as human beings, but we do not wage war according to human standards. For the weapons of our warfare are not merely human, but they have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every proud obstacle raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ. We are ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Look at what is before your eyes. If you are confident that you belong to Christ, remind yourself of this, that just as you belong to Christ, so also do we. Now, even if I boast a little too much of our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up and not tearing you down, I will not be ashamed of it. I do not want to seem as though I am trying to frighten you with my letters, for they say, his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such people understand that what we say by letter, when absent, we will also do when present. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who commend themselves, but when they measure themselves by another and compare themselves with one another, they do not show good sense. We, however, will not boast beyond limits, but we will keep within the field that God has assigned to us, to reach out even as far as you. For we were not overstepping our limits when we reached you. We were the first to come all the way to you with the good news of Christ. We do not boast beyond limits, that is, in the labor of others. But our hope is that, as your faith increases, our sphere of action among you may greatly be enlarged, so that we may proclaim the good news in lands beyond you without boasting of work already done in someone else's sphere of action. Let the one who boasts boast in the Lord, for it is not those who commend themselves that are approved, but those whom the Lord commends. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We know Paul through his letters. His writing makes up a good part of the New Testament, and his influence on our understanding of Christian faith and life is beyond measuring. But here Paul would say that it is not his influence on us, but the power of the Holy Spirit working through him that creates and sustains faith and inspires and energizes our love for God and for the whole world. Paul has no need to commend himself to us. The Spirit has testified that what he writes is truly inspired. And yet, have you ever wondered what it was like to be in Paul's presence? From all that he has written and his importance to our faith and life, we might assume that Paul was kind of a rock star, fiery, charismatic, certainly dynamic, an exciting person to be around. I think we would be wrong. If we had a time machine, we might find ourselves underwhelmed by his personal presence. At least that is the impression we get as Paul quotes sarcastically his critics and detractors in Corinth. Paul's a strong writer, but a rather weak presence, and certainly not a stylish speaker. Nevertheless, what the Spirit has accomplished through Paul speaks for itself. While his rivals may compare themselves to each other and to him as a way of knocking him down and showing their superiority, Paul himself has no need to compare himself to anyone. He is who he is by the grace of God. Who else can he be? He is captive to Jesus, a servant of Christ. And after all, it was through his word and his preaching that they first came to know Christ and the power of his salvation. So maybe that is something from this chapter that we can take with us into this day. We are, each of us, who we are by the grace of God. It does no good to compare ourselves to anyone else, either to build ourselves up by knocking others down or to continually kick ourselves down in comparison with the good things and qualities and others around us. In Christ, there is no competition. Each is gifted and each is important. And while that is true, it probably helps us most to start by coming to terms with who we are and who God is making us to be content within ourselves, to be grateful for who we are according to God's grace. We are often our own worst critics. We disappoint ourselves in so many ways. And yet God chose and made you his own, that his Spirit might work through you. Who you are is enough, and to borrow a little bit of Paul, actually, the less you are, the more Christ is glorified in and through you. In that way, Paul can take all the insults and unfair critiques and comparisons and actually turn them into boasting. What you say may be true, Paul seems to say. So then we can agree that it was by the power of the Holy Spirit that you came to faith, because you certainly weren't wowed by my style. Our weakness makes God's strength that much stronger. So you don't have to compare yourself to anyone. Just open your hearts to the work of the Holy Spirit, and may God be glorified in all you do. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes us and every day new. Especially, Lord, we thank you for the gifts that you have given to each of us, your servants, for the Spirit that you have poured out and poured into our hearts, and for the work that you have given us to do. We thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation that strengthens us in mind and body. We thank you for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, breaking into this world with the promise of resurrection yet to come. We pray for and we thank you for the gifts of relationship with others and for the communion of faith we share in your church. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for those who are ill, especially those sick with COVID-19, for those who are afflicted, for those who are mourning. We pray for all who work for peace and international harmony. We pray for all who are striving to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good, render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.